Let's talk a little bit about another form of targeted therapy we've been now using for about 2 years, which is trastuzumab or Herceptin in the HER2 positive patient. Again, what are some of the issues that you go through with patients as they begin that route?
When they're receiving it in the adjuvant setting, the typical patient would be someone who would come in and they were HER2 positive and they would receive the dose Adrea Gen-Cytoxan followed by the Taxol with Herceptin. And just like the patients in the metastatic setting, we talk to them about the fact that this is going to be, well, in this setting, there is a defined time limit, the 52 weeks of treatment, but we do tell them about the cardiac side effects. That really is the main one that we stress with them. And obviously, we talk to them about the benefit.
Right. Do you find any difficulty in women getting through the year as the time, the months go by, or that's not really much of an issue?
Well, it's probably, again, one of those underreported issues. You know, it can be difficult to have to be there for every treatment, week by week by week. And then obviously you can stretch it out to the 3 weeks. But most people do not have a problem with that. And I think that they do like coming back and knowing that someone is checking on them because they're still walking on eggshells. And it's very difficult sometimes for patients when they do finish therapy. That's a real hard time because, well, who's going to be watching me? You know, as much as I didn't like coming here every 3 weeks, at least I knew that the nurses in infusion were seeing me, and then once a month I saw either the NP or my physician, and it's a nice cushion for them. But actually getting there every 3 weeks is not a real problem. Again, we do not work in a hospital in a city, though. We have parking, and it's not an issue. I think it could be more of an issue if you were paying $40 a day to park in a city situation.